At 7:06, it's mostly clear, and we're at 64 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. It'll be sunny today and hot, a high around 91, and there is an elevated fire danger across western Iowa and southwest Iowa this afternoon. That risk is due to the increasing winds expected and lower humidities. That risk will be in effect through basically late this evening before the humidities start to return. In the news, the State Appeal Board is delaying the approval of a proposed $100,000 settlement with a former Glenwood Resource Center employee who claimed that she faced retaliation. The board tabled the state's settlement Monday with Cecilia Carman, who alleged officials violated the Iowa Civil Rights Act when they failed to rehire her. Board members say they wanted more details before approving the payments for lost wages, emotional distress, and legal fees for Carman. The board's executive secretary, Joe Berry, said Tuesday that members wanted more information about the details, including whether allegations or other actions had been taken to prevent similar problems in the future. He says it's expected to be considered at the board's June 2nd meeting, if not earlier. A settlement came as the case was scheduled for trial last month. A Council Bluffs man found guilty in connection with the July 2012 execution-style shootings of a reputed methamphetamine dealer and his two sons will spend the rest of his life in prison. The Daily Nonpareil reports District Judge Kimberly Miller Penconan handed down the sentence Tuesday against Anthony Pookie Davis. A 35-year-old Davis was sentenced in Douglas County, Nebraska District Court to three consecutive life terms for three counts of first-degree murder. He and co-defendant Timothy Mont Britt were found guilty of shooting 44-year-old Miguel Avalos and his sons, 18-year-old Miguel Jr. and 16-year-old Jose. Judge Penconan said that Davis avoided the potential death sentence because the jury found no aggravating circumstances to the murders. Davis, who was also found guilty of three counts of using a weapon to commit a felony, declined to speak. His attorney, Kelly Steenbach, said only that she sincerely believed the shooting deaths were not intentional. During the March trial, prosecutors said Davis and Britt had planned to rob Avalos, but the robbery went horribly wrong, ending with the execution-style shootings of Avalos and his sons. The father was shot five times in the head. Davis and Britt were charged with first-degree murder under the felony murder rule, which holds accomplices accountable if someone dies in the commission of a felony, such as a robbery. At his April trial, Britt was found guilty of three counts of first-degree murder, three counts of using a weapon to commit a felony, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. He'll be sentenced May the 29th. Authorities in Harlan are investigating two incidents of theft. On Monday, a Manila resident reported a break-in and theft at her property located in the 2100 block of 7th Street in Harlan. They say there was significant damage to the doors and windows, and items had been removed from the house. The case remains under investigation. And on Saturday, officers of the Harlan Police Department were called to Merrill Field in the 1000 block of Elm Street, where it was reported that someone had broken into the construction trailer belonging to Nemaha Landscape Construction. Numerous tools and a generator were reported missing. The case remains under investigation. The Harlan Police Department reports also 41-year-old Rebecca Shaban of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop Friday. Shaban was cited for driving under suspension, failure to prove security against liability, and operating a vehicle without registration. The woman was cited and released. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two accidents took place Monday, one of which we already mentioned was a fatal accident. And 37-year-old Doug Brian Miller of Council Bluffs and formerly of Cumberland died following the single vehicle rollover accident late Monday night. Officials say that crash happened just before 11 p.m. one half mile east of Cumberland on Quincy Road. Miller was transported by a medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital where he died. The second accident happened around 6 p.m. Monday on Independence Road at 585th Street when a car driven by 17-year-old Olivia Clenda of Kimbleton was traveling eastbound and went out of control on a curve. The vehicle entered the east ditch and rolled once before landing on its wheels. Neither Clenda nor her passenger were injured. Damage was estimated at $6,000, and Clenda was cited for failure to maintain control. In our funeral announcements this morning, Orpha Marie Bingham Hackett, age 99, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Orpha Hackett will be today at 10:30 at the Hancock United Methodist Church in Hancock. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Henry Schneider, age 94, of rural Templeton, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Henry Schneider will be today at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bob Cappell, age 46, of Phoenix, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died April the 30th in Phoenix. Graveside services for Bob Cappell will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery, Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, has arrangements. James Jim Edwards, age 66, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Jim Edwards will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Norma Jean Schmeling, age 90, of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norma Jean Schmeling will be on Thursday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hamilton's Funeral Home in Des Moines has arrangements. Helen Neal, age 94, of Stewart and formerly of Dexter, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Neal will be held tomorrow at 4:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Wayne Halterman, age 89, of Bayard, died Monday. Funeral services for Wayne Halterman will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Bayard Community Building. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Rhonda Lynn McNally Peterson Hanner, age 52, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rhonda Hanner will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michelle Cooper, age 50, of Glenwood, died Saturday. Funeral services for Michelle Cooper will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at the Southview Bible Church in Council Bluffs. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Mallon, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Larry Mallon. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. And Robert Bob Jameson, Sr., age 83, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Bob Jameson, Sr. will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.